Katika makala haya maalum tunaangazia mchakato mzima kupeana ufadhili wa basari kwa wanafunzi chini ya mpango wa kitaifa wa uimarishaji maeneo bunge NGCDF. Jitihada za kumtafuta anayesimamia eneo hili la Embakasi Kusini zinagonga mwamba, ila nampata afisa kutoka eneo tofauti, na kutokana na unyeti wa swala hili anakubali kuzungumza nami kwa usiri akitaka nisishiriki maelezo kumhusu. Anaeleza kwa mapana mwafaka ofisi yake hufuata.
Basari is usually a long process. It starts with, first of all, setting aside monies from the annual allocation under the basari board. Currently, the ceiling is at 40%. So 40% of the entire allocation goes to basari. Every constituency comes up with their own planning mechanism, but they cannot go beyond 40%. So for starters, a notice is issued where members of the public are informed in time when and where the basari forms will be picked from. After that, depending on the number of wards that a constituency has, there are constituencies whereby members are welcomed in the at the NGCDF office, and there are those which decentralize, whereby now forms are taken to the respective wards, where members of those wards are allowed to pick up to tender in the application.
Kwa kawaida hutokea dosari kadhaa, na anasimulia wanavyokumbana nazo.
They have to submit the required documents, which include the fee structure, academic progress of the students, ID, and then in some instances, applicants are requested to submit a confirmation from the area administration. This is where now for special cases where you are likely to find that we have a needy case, but the office is not in a position to confirm that this is for sure, this is a needy case. Now, the local administration has to confirm, has to write a letter confirming that for sure this applicant is from is within my jurisdiction, and these are the circumstances under which they are living in. At this point, the office prepares to do a rigorous vetting of each applicant. Under this vetting, there are key things that an office is required to check out for. Have the applicants attached all the required documents? Sometimes we find that it's a genuine case. Maybe for whatever reason, an applicant came in and they were in a hurry, so they did not attach everything. So those ones are put aside, and then they're archived, whereby such applicants are allowed to come in later on, complain and explain the reason as to why they did not attach all those documents. And basing on, case per case, the office is now at liberty to award basari to such genuine cases.
Akitaja baadhi ya wanaoshirikishwa kwa ufanisi wa zoezi hili.
There is a subcommittee within the main NGCDF committee that is called the Basari Subcommittee, which now sits to now decide that this is how we are going to allocate. And the secondary applicants, this is how much we are going to award. And this is what we are going to award for the post-secondary applicants. This recommendation is usually taken to the main NGCDFC, that is NGCDF committee now. Now, with the recommendations, now the, at this stage now, they already know the numbers in the total numbers under secondary applicants and under the post-secondary applicants. Now, the office is usually given time to enter data in Soft, where now you capture all the details. Like sometimes you find that an applicant does not have an ID, but they have a contact. So that is when you call them. Sometimes when you look at those forms, you can tell for sure this person deserves to be awarded bursary. But now, they are missing, their forms are missing their IDs.
Kufuatia maelezo yake na rejea Embakasi Kusini kwa madhumuni ya kujua hali ilivyo.
Kuna tulipiga mjana, lakini sasa mheshimiwa mwenyewe tunaambiwa tukuje saa 8 hapa kukuweka laini, na kama tuko mbali tutafanya aje siwani. Hiyo kitu kimetukia changamoto sana.
Walitumia watu message saa 5 usiku, alafu wameanza kupeana namba saa 8 ya usiku, na wamepeana kwa watu wachache kujuana, sisi wengine hatujapata.
Nimekuja tu saa hii saa 2 tukasikia forms zimepeana usiku. Nani anakuanga usiku hapa? Watu wako kazini usiku, wengine shift ya usiku, wana analeta usiku na watu wako kazini.
Kwa sababu hatunjapata hizo bazari ni kwa sababu namba zenye zinapeanwa usiku saa 7 ya usiku. Na sisi tunauliza mheshimiwa, kwani hizi bursary card za kuchukua bursary zinapeanwa saa 7 ya usiku ni kwa nini? Na kama ni kupiga kura tunakujanga saa 11. Kama wengi wetu tulikuja saa 10 tukakuta hizo kadi zimeshapeanwa. Tunauliza mheshimiwa, ni kwa nini zinapeanwa wakati huo?
Nani number 1 na alikuwa hapa lidini akaweza kupokea number 1?
Mimi niliingia bagito kama saa ngapi? Saa 9. Kuingia kapanga line, kufika saa 10 nikaambiwa basi zimeisha. Kutoka hapo nikarudi. Sasa sioni kama kuna usawa hapa. Ni kama hivi vilipianwa labda jana ama usiku, hatuelewi.
Afisa huyu anafichua kwa wakati mwingine ofisi yake hutenga kitita speciali.
Sasa kuna basi nyingine hapo huwa inaitwa imetengwa kuangalia mambo na special very needy and bright students. Hii basari huwa inaitwa special basari kwenye ofisi yenye mimi niko best. So this particular basari, we do not subject applicants to go the normal way of application. We rely with the institution heads, whereby like it's just that currently we do not have KCPE candidates, but previously we used to rely with the head teachers, whereby we could receive the recommendations on very bright and needy students who, let's say for instance, they have been admitted to national schools but they do not have school fees. So in such a case, we would call such either parents or guardians. We do an interview, then we sponsor such students, but now on one condition, that they perform well, exemplary well, in that even after they join Form 1, we have to monitor and for sure ensure that they are performing well.
Anafurahia huduma wanazotoa.
You're likely to find that a very bright student maybe has been admitted to undertake an engineering course, a medical, you know, those very expensive courses, but their background it's a poor background. So as an office, we take in such and put them on sponsorship where we cater for everything for the period they will be in campus. And it has also impacted the community positively, because let's say you've taken through a medical student, once they clear with campus, they are likely to be absorbed, and in return they will help the community. That is the whole essence of setting aside the special bursary to take care of very needy and bright students who come from very needy and bright students. Very needy means that their background is poor.
Makala haya yameletwa kwako na Ruben FM kwa ufadhili wa Edmund Rice Foundation Australia, ERFA. Nimekuwa mwandalizi na msimulizi wako Masi Alomba.